spaced out. There are people who are like planets in their own inimitable orbits. Figures of speech aside, there are people who literally live celestial lives by example. For when the Earth is not enough, the cosmos certainly is. It has to be. Outer space allows enough room for us to expand ourselves whole, to stretch and sprawl and maybe sprinkle some stories, those extensions of ourselves, like stardust, over a landing yet to be located. It allows enough darkness for deliberation, enough rooms for roving, an infinitude for immersion into the depths of the heights of knowns and unknowns alike. Sweet silence, even. The quiet solitude that is such a rarity these days. For observation, for discovery, for exposure to alternate realities, perhaps. And above all, an appreciation of the Earth and its bounty. Azad has the freedom to be in a daze, to gaze, to have a phase, to let himself be amazed. Zone in, zone out, mull or mutter when he must. The stars we look up at, he's among them. And he's the same person he was when he was 11, under the same stars, camping out in the backyard with his favorite gadget. When he was 13, singing to a set of eyes sparkling in the stars. When he was 18, driving alone, stopping at the edge of the city, looking up at the same star. That boy, big and little, walking down a cobblestone street, riding a canoe, staring out the back window of a car, looking up at the same star. Here, where the world begins and ends, nothing ever stops happening. He embraces losing consciousness on Earth for a higher consciousness in space. Technologies change, as do the spaces we inhabit. Azad records these changes as he recalls life, love, and literature on Earth. They lift him up. He looks at the old from the new and is intrigued by the splendor, ingenuity, and worth of them both. Somehow, in these reminiscences, a sharp-eyed Azad becomes as solidly grounded as he is lofty. Out here, in a space of his own, a place he now calls home.